got to try this salad, Don. It's delicious.
No, thanks. I don't like salads. In fact, I don't care much for the vegetable family, period.
What are you talking about?
I haven't liked vegetables since as long as I can remember. Actually, no one in my family likes vegetables. It must be in the genes.
I don't think so. Sounds like you've been trained to dislike vegetables. Our lifelong food preferences are largely shaped by the foods we're exposed to early on in childhood. This process begins before we even taste solid foods. If introduced early enough, we'll happily accept flavors that our own parents might turn their noses up at. For instance, there's an infant formula designed to aid digestion, which has a bitter aftertaste that parents find unappealing. They assume that their babies couldn't possibly like it. If they wait until their babies are 7 months old to introduce the formula, their assumption will probably be right. However, if they introduce the formula to the child within its first 4 months of life, the baby will accept the formula and continue to accept it.
So if a mother breastfeeds, does that mean that by eating vegetables, her baby will be exposed to the flavors of vegetables through her breast milk?
You got it. If a mother eats a varied diet, then her breast milk can naturally introduce a wide variety of flavors to her baby early on. And the wider variety of flavors children are exposed to, the more likely they are to eat a varied diet later on in life.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Alice Lindemann in Applied Health Science.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.